Omega. South Pacific, January 1989. Rongelo Island, actually a small atoll, an island in name only, was a solitary fragment of land floating in isolation on 160,000 square miles of Pacific. Its mass rose only 6 feet above the glitter of the ocean, so low it was impossible to see from 10 miles away. Driven by wind and tide, the waves burst on the fragile reef surrounding the narrow strand of bone-white beach, and then closed ranks on the other side, marching on for hundreds of miles before making the next landfall. The island was barren except for a few rotting coconut palms that had been battered to stumps by typhoon waves. In the middle of its highest point, the skeletons of Dr. Vetterli and his assistants, turned bleached and porous over the years, lay on the jagged coral, the empty eye sockets of their skulls turned skyward as though waiting for deliverance. At sunset, the thunder clouds behind Rongelo caught the diminishing rays of light and glowed a flaring gold as the missile dropped silently from space. The thunder of its passage through the atmosphere left far behind. Suddenly, a blue-white blaze lighted the sea for hundreds of miles, and a great fireball swallowed the atoll. In less than a second, the fiery mass erupted and swelled like a monstrous spastic bubble. The blinding colors on its surface melted from orange to pink and finally to deep purple. The shock wave lashed across the water like a lightning bolt, flattening the rolling swells. Then the fireball released its hold on the surface and boiled toward the sky, digesting millions of tons of coral before spitting it out in a swirling geyser of steam and rubble. The mass inflated to a diameter of 5 miles, and in less than a minute the inferno reached an altitude of 115,000 feet. There it hung, gradually cooling into an immense dark cloud that slowly drifted to the north. Rongelo Island had disappeared. All that remained was a depression 300 feet deep and 2 miles across. Quickly the sea rushed in and covered any trace of the gaping wound. The sun was tinted an eerie yellow-green as it stole below the horizon. The quick-death organism had ceased to be. This concludes the reading of Vixen 03 by Clive Cussler. This book was read by Michael Pritchard.